Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to be talking about the president's Make America Great Again and also Made in America as he's inviting business leaders to the White House. It's very exciting. But first, I want to talk to you about something very interesting. How God's designed your body. Remember, you're made in the image and the likeness of God. God's word says that you're held together by Jesus Christ. He holds everything together. Well, I thought this was a pretty interesting thing here, talking about the evidence of God. You're going to be really surprised as you see this thing. It's called laminum, what's inside of our body, what holds our body together, and what it actually looks like. Before you see this, I want you to remember this. Remember when Israel camped out in the wilderness? Do you remember that? When they had the tent of meetings in the middle and they lined their families out, their tribes out in a certain way. If you backed up and looked at a distance and looked at that, it looked like a cross. They actually camped in the form of a cross. Israel did when they camped out. You can find that in the Old Testament. But first, let's just find out how the evidence of God has shown so much in your body, but even down to the actual DNA. Check it out.
God will always hold you together. No matter what. It's by looking a little deeper into the human body, and it's a little protein molecule called laminin. That's about what I felt the first time I heard that. Long story short, the tour was winding down last time around. We were in Tyler, Texas. The night was over. A guy walks up to me. I wish I could tell you the whole story. It was so of God. Introduces himself to me, says, "How are you doing? I just want to say hello." I said, "It's nice to meet you." He says, "You guys winding the tour down. Where are you going to go from here?" I said, "Well, I'm on my way back home to Atlanta, Georgia." He said, "Well, what's next for you?" I said, "I'm going to be preaching the next two Sundays for my pastor back in Atlanta." He said, "Oh, cool. What are you preaching on?" I said, "Well, the series is on the glory of God in the human body." He said, "That's really amazing. I'm a molecular biologist at the university down the road. Give me your talk." And I was like, "Oh, wow." I wasn't quite yet ready to unload the talk for a molecular biologist. So I kind of stumbled through what I had, and he's kind of being kind and gracious and like, that's good. And then he says, "Well, what's your big left hook? You got to have a left hook, a big finish, right?" I said, "I don't have a left hook yet." He said, "Oh, Louis. Oh, man, your left hook is laminin." And I'm totally blank on laminin. And he goes, "Louis, it's a cell adhesion molecule. Protein molecule? Do you know about proteins?" I'm like, "No." He said, "Louis, cells organize into certain molecular structures, and that determines what protein there are. There are between 10 and 60,000 proteins in the human body. We don't even know how many proteins are in the human body. But one of them is a cell adhesion molecule. It's organized into this certain structure, and that tells the cell what its job is in the body. And this one is a cell adhesion molecule." And I'm like, "All right." He said, "No, Louis, it's like the rebar of the human body. The steel they put in the concrete when they lay the foundations of things, it's that stuff. It's holding your membranes together. It's the glue of the human body, Louis. It's laminin. You got to tell them about laminin." And I'm like, "I promise you, I'm going home and tell them about laminin. And I'm sure when I do, revival is going to sweep across the church and probably around the world when I tell them." He said, no. "You got to see laminin." I'm like, "Okay, let's see it." He said, no, "You need to go look it up online. You need to go Google laminin." I don't even know how to spell laminin. Takes his card out, he writes on the back, L-A-M-I-N-I-N. I'm like, "Okay, I cannot wait to get to my computer and get on Google, click on images, type in laminin," and I'm waiting, and these little thumbnails come up on the screen, and I'm like, "Wow. That's laminin, the cell adhesion molecule. Woo!" I am so excited. I am beside myself. I cannot believe what I'm seeing. I love laminin. I'm so fired up. You should see laminin, I guess. That's the thing, right? Okay. Here is a scientific diagram of the laminin cell adhesion molecule that's holding your body together right now, okay? This is what I found right here. No, come on, that's crazy. That's just crazy. I just can't believe it. I emailed that guy back so fast, I'm like, wow, 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 what in the world? He said, you want to see an actual laminin molecule? I'm like, oh no, man, the diagram was cool for me. I'm happy with that. Don't bother sending anything else. I'm like, yes! And he sends me this image, an electron microscopic image of an actual laminin protein molecule. It looks just like this. I'm like, how crazy is that? That the stuff that holds our bodies together, that's holding the lining of your organs together, holding your skin on, is in the perfect shape of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And immediately I'm thinking about the words of Paul in Colossians 1. You know this beautiful passage where Paul's talking about the supremacy of Christ and the sufficiency of Christ. He says, for by him, talking about Jesus Christ, all things have been created, things in heaven and things on earth. All things were created by Jesus and for Jesus. But then the next verse goes on to say this, it's crazy. And he, Jesus, is before all things, and in him, that is in Jesus Christ, all things hold together. It's right there. I'm like, of course they do. Of course they do. Everything holds together in Jesus Christ. And he goes on at the end of this paragraph, and he just tells the story of grace. He says, for God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in Christ, and through Christ to reconcile to himself all things by making peace through his blood shed on a cross.
So powerful, isn't it? I mean, you look at this. This is laminin. When you're looking at this diagram, that's what holds everything together. Can you see it? There it is. Look at that. That's a diagram of it. And it's all throughout our whole body. You think about this. Everything is held together by Christ. You can pull that down. Listen, everything that we're made of is held together by the very thing that looks just like the very place that God met us in our need. He met us where we needed him. We could not accomplish what we needed to accomplish in life because we had fallen. Men had fallen in the garden. We had sin. We couldn't come in the presence of God, but he made it possible for us to meet him. He met us at a place called the cross. It's where he paid the price for our sins. The price that we couldn't pay. Jesus, think about this. God loved you so much that he gave his son, Jesus. And he lived on this earth sinless, didn't make any mistakes. He did everything the Father expected from him, and he was perfect. He did everything that the Father wanted him to do. But he loved you, and the Father loved you and loved me. And he knew to be in relationship with us, there had to be a price paid for the sin of man, your sin and my sin. And that sin price was paid on the cross. What we couldn't do that Christ, he accomplished on the cross. So when you think about it, you were known before the foundations of the earth, which means when God formed Adam and he formed Eve, he formed them with laminin. He formed them with the image of the place that he would meet us on the cross. That is so powerful. When you think about it, your whole body is joined together and held together by the laminin that looks just like the place where God was going to meet us, where he was going to sacrifice his son as a living sacrifice. A sacrifice to pay the price for our sins, to die on the cross, to be raised again on the third day, to sit by the Father. The Father knew this day was coming. As a matter of fact, you can make a decision today to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. You can meet him at the cross because he's no longer on the cross, but it represents the very fact that he paid the price for your sins. Listen, we made Jesus Christ the Lord of our life, and we met him, and we shared our testimonies at meetmyfather.org. You need to go there and find out a little bit about us and find out, listen, God loves you all and he can actually forgive you. He can bring you in right relationship. This is what it was. Before I knew Christ, I was dead in my sins, but I was made alive through Christ. The the representation of the laminin that holds us all together. You think about it. Christ holds us all together. It's so exciting to be able to see even more stuff about how awesome God is.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.